Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
Brought to you by Jack Malloy & Son Craft Butchers, Barrack Street, Waterford.
Trove Tuesday, pancakes, OMG. Aisling has just walked in here with three big plates, two of them very big, one small, to make it look small, even though the pancakes are just absolutely amazing. But I'm going to talk to Aisling about pancakes. We'll have a little bit for social media on this as well. Let's get the ball rolling. Aisling, what do you have for us here?
Yeah, so we Pancake Tuesdays en route. Very excited about Pancake Tuesday. So there's loads of different types of pancakes you can make. So I want to want a little bit of inspiration today in terms of how you make your pancakes, top tips for making pancakes, different varieties, and then the ultimate part, which is the toppings. So I've brought us three delicious pancakes. Hot honey pancakes. We have double chocolate chip fluffy American style pancakes. And then we have the classic French crepe with a little bit of sugar and lemon as well. And a lovely glass of milk to wash it all down. Because what else would you be doing? It's all the good stuff. So look, I suppose Pancake Tuesday arrived, Shrove Tuesday, as we know. So ahead of Lent, the whole idea was that a bell would ring. The bell would ring to call you to go to confession, absolution for your sins. And it then became known as the pancake bell, because after you went and had absolution for your sins, did confession, you would come home and have pancakes. So where did the pancakes come from? I suppose it links in that the fact that of Ash Wednesday, Lent started, and then we were going into, you know, giving things up. So it was that rationing kind of thing. So in the pantry, you would have had things like flour, sugar, butter, eggs, all the good stuff. And then they were kind of like, okay, we're going to have a little bit less of these. So there was this kind of move to use up the eggs while they were still fresh, because we won't have them during Lent. Use up the milk, use up the butter. And this is where then the pancakes came from. And pancakes are essentially that. It is flour, it is an egg, it's a drop of milk. So they're like, there's some one of the cheapest things you can make at home, but there's so much you can do with them, and there's so much flavour in them, which I absolutely love.
So next Tuesday is Shrove Tuesday. You've explained it very, very well. What do we need to do? Like, you'll see the made up mixtures in supermarkets now. Like, let's get down to basics. They're very easy to make.
They are very
easy. Go and make them yourself instead of buying this powdery stuff.
Listen, that's it. Now, what I will say about the powdery stuff is it comes in a bottle, you add milk, you shake, and it's done. So if you're worried about a mess, they are super efficient for not doing the mess. And actually, they work quite well. But that's all it is. It's flour, eggs, milk. Do you know what I mean? So it's not hard. So what we'll do is we might step through kind of the different process for each different one, because there's slightly different technique.
So we've got crepes.
Yeah, so crepes are our lovely French one. So they're normally made on a cast iron pan. A lot of people will talk about the pan when it comes to pancakes. I was gifted or inherited a really old cast iron pan, and I use it on my gas hob. It's fabulous. Like, if you're doing pancakes, it's beautiful. Holds the heat really nicely, kind of maintains an even temperature all the way through. A lot of times what happens, people with pancakes, you know the way the first pancake, oh, first pancake is a disaster. The pan's either too hot or too cold. That's normally the problem. And sometimes with the kind of more newer pans, they tend to kind of get really hot as you go through the process. So pancake one, not so sure. Pancake two, great. Pancake three, lovely. If you're person number five, all of a sudden you're like, oh, it burnt. How did it burn on me? It burns because it's built up too much heat. So the first thing is don't be afraid to lift the pan off in between pancakes. Let it cool down. Then let that heat build back up again. So just, you don't have to keep it on the flame or on the heat all the time. So your crepe then is a really, really thin batter. Okay, so you're doing your flour, you're doing your eggs, you're doing your milk. I suppose the couple of key things you want to watch out for is don't overbeat your batter. If you overwork the gluten in the flour, that's what makes them rubbery and a bit tough.
Don't overbeat your batter.
Yeah, exactly. So keep it really light. Let it rest if you can. Even 15, 20 minutes in the fridge will do. I would have made this batter last night and cooked it this morning. So I love to make it the night before and just cook it off that morning. What you're looking for with a crepe is almost this really thin, curled up edges. So when you're pouring it out, pour it super thin on the pan. Swirl it around so it fills the full circle. And then as you're going, if you overfill it, just like pour some back into the jug. You know, don't be afraid to kind of tip it out, because the rest of it will have coagulated and kind of solidified on the bottom of the pan.
So is a crepe a fancy word for your traditional Irish pancake? I like thin pancakes, and my mammy makes thin pancakes.
Yes.
Mammy, if you're listening, thin pancakes.
Yeah, so we would have, like, I suppose that's what we would have been raised on. Like, we weren't kind of akin to the fluffy American style.
Oh, no.
At home on Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, God, no.
No, it was always the crepe. So that's what we were raised on.
Okay. So we're talking about your traditional Irish, and you have an example of that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the traditional way of doing it is sugar and lemon over the top, and just keep it really, really simple. Or else you can pop some Nutella into the middle of it. Traditionally, kind of, there's a crepe Suzette, which is where you put it in a pan, you flambe it off with a little bit of like Cointreau, like an orange flavoured liqueur, then a little bit of cream on top. Now, I didn't want to scare everybody and bring the pan in today with the hot flame, so I decided I would resist from a live crepe Suzette demonstration today. But a lovely cheaty way to do that is actually hot off the pan, a little teaspoon of marmalade, a little teaspoon of butter, and just let it all kind of melt over it, and a couple of segments of orange, a little splash of orange juice. And orange and pancakes go really lovely. That's a really nice one.
There's really good advice on your social media page. And also one of the things you've mentioned here as well is wipe down the pan between each pancake. That's very important, is it?
Yeah, really important. So I would never pour oil directly onto the pan when I'm making pancakes. Maybe for the first one, just to heat it up, but kitchen paper, lovely big piece of kitchen paper, wipe off that oil, and then each time you go to do a new pancake, wipe it down with a clean piece of kitchen paper, and then with your kitchen paper with oil, so you have two pieces of kitchen paper on the go, wipe it with the oil on top. So rather than putting the oil on, you get too much oil. That allows you then to control the amount of oil that you have on the pan.
Okay, good advice. What about, I don't use oil when I'm doing pancakes. I will use butter. So I'll use or a kind of a margarine or something instead of oil. I don't like putting oil and then putting a pancake batter on top of that. Is that just a traditional Irish thing?
It can be a little bit. I mean, the butter is flavour. Like, if you're frying in butter, you're getting all that delicious flavour. The fear, though, is at home, if you're doing with butter, if your temperature goes too high, your butter will burn and it'll go brown, and then your pancakes go overly golden in colour.
Oh, God, yeah.
So it's easier to kind of even do a little mixture of oil and butter, or finish them with a little bit of butter at the end. But not pouring the oil into the pan is a really, really good trick. There's other little small pans. You'll see them around this time of year. Like, a non-stick pan is essential. If you've got an old frying pan at home and you're trying to make pancakes, listen, you're at nothing. And it's the worst thing, because you've gone to the trouble and there's such anticipation and such excitement. So I would say, even like, you can pick them up at €5. They're really cheap this time of year. They're a little small pancake pan, and you'll have it for a couple of years if you only specifically keep it for your pancakes. So I've got my cast iron one, and I've got my really cheapy €5 little one that I do. And I actually do, like, I do both. So the crepes work really, really well on that thin pan. So they're gorgeous. Really
now,
nice.
You're taunting me here, because we still haven't had a taste yet, but I want to ask you about American style pancakes. How does one make an American style pancake if you don't have a smaller pan? Is it possible? No?
Yeah, of course it is. You can use your bigger pan. You can do two or three at a time.
Okay,
so the difference is in the mixture. So it's flour, it's buttermilk. So you're using buttermilk, and you're using bicarbonate of soda or bread soda, which is the same thing.
Okay.
And so you've got your flour, you've got your egg, you've got your salt, and then you're using bicarbonate of soda instead of baking powder, and you're using buttermilk. So what happens is the lactic acid in the buttermilk reacts with the bicarbonate of soda, and this is what causes this beautiful bubble effect. And
so are you telling me that an American style pancake is more like a kind of a cake? It's more like something you'd put a mixture into the oven rather than your crepe?
Yes. And it needs to cook for longer.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because a lot of times we don't cook them for long enough.
No.
And they kind of end up doughy in the middle.
Yeah.
And they're desperate. So there's two different ways to...
Especially when there's children roaring and shouting, I want another one, please.
Exactly. And you're like short order cook in a line of like 24 pancakes later. Two tips with your American pancakes. You can do them in batches of like two on your pan. Pour it on and wait until you see bubbles form on the surface. And when those bubbles start to form on the surface, that's when you flip. The pancake will tell you when it's ready to flip.
Okay.
And then the second thing, always have the oven on. And when you're doing a little batch, I would always take them off the pan, a little bit of parchment paper in the oven, just 2 or 3 minutes, keeps them warm, and it just allows them to cook through. So the ones I've made for you this morning are double chocolate chip. So what I did was, into the mixture, I put about 30 grams of cocoa, and always sieve, by the way, always sieve your flour, sieve your bicarbonate soda, sieve your cocoa in, and then I dropped in just a couple of little chocolate chips, and then on the pan. Now the cocoa does tend to go even a little bit darker and burn a little bit, so just lower that temperature a little bit, so low and slow for the chocolate ones. And then I made you a stunning chocolate ganache to go on top. So this is rich, silky, fudgy, 200 grams of chocolate, 200 mils of cream, over like a saucepan of boiling water, melt them both together, take it off the heat, dollop in 2 teaspoons of butter, and you get this beautiful glossy sauce. And then it keeps for ages, like 2-3 weeks in the fridge. And then take a little dollop and just melt it in the microwave. And I also love to serve my chocolate pancakes with a little bit of custard. So we've got chocolate ganache and custard and a lovely strawberry on top of those, which are delicious.
We may not have time to eat these live on air, which actually might be better that I'd eat them during the ad break, but what have we got there?
These are my new favourite. These are my hot honey pancakes. So these are a cross between the big, thick, fluffy American pancake and the really, really thin crepe. I love them. So it's 125 grams of flour, right, if you're doing your crepe, one egg and 300 mils of milk. For this one, it's 125 grams of flour, it's one egg, it's your pinch of salt, but it's half the amount of milk. So it's 150 mils of milk in there. Then what I did was I got beautiful Master McGraw local honey, dolloped the honey in, whipped that through, tiny little bit of vanilla, and then you cook them like your American style pancakes. So dollop on a little bit. So they're thinner, but they're not as thin as a crepe. They're not as big and as fluffy as that chocolate one. They're like the perfect combination. And then when it comes out, a little drizzle of honey over the top and butter. So just honey and butter, nothing else over the top. And they're stunning.
Have you named them? Are they the Aisling Larkin pancake or what are they?
They're my hot honey pancakes.
Hot honey pancakes.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a hot honey pancake? I'd take one any day.
Have you a favourite type of pancake? Have you a favourite topping? Have you a favourite? What's your favourite pancake?
You know, I love a crepe. Ham hock, a little bit of like leftover ham, vintage Gruyere cheese. I love to do a savoury one. So we will always pancake cheese. We'll do the savoury ones and we'll do the sweet ones.
Will you do savoury ones?
Oh, yeah. Or a little bit of pesto, roast veg.
Will you do a dinner before you have the pancakes?
No, dinner is pancakes.
Ah, no. You have to have dinner first. No, this is where you're wrong. This is where you're wrong.
Oh, no, I'll stuff my pancakes. Bit of pesto, bit of halloumi, bit of feta, bit of roast veg in there. We'll do the ham and cheesy ones for the kids. Maybe chicken in a creamy sauce. Oh, love savoury pancakes.
But what about the dinner? Some people will have the dinner. We'll traditionally have your dinner and then you have your pancakes for your dessert afterwards. But you'll always do your pancakes.
Oh yeah, if I'm making them, if I'm going to the trouble of making them, I'm making them like, so let's just, we'll go for it. Yeah, indulge for the whole day. But look, they are, sure, they're gorgeous. And then if you've any batter left over the next morning, you can have them for breakfast. And don't forget then your oaty pancakes, which are your really good ones. So blitz up your oats, mash up your banana, a little bit of vanilla in there and your milk. And then you've got your really kind of wholesome oaty pancakes, which are a great one for when Pancake Tuesday has passed and they're still nagging you for pancakes. And they're just more wholesome, which is really lovely.
Okay, this piece is sponsored, as we know, by Jack Molloy Butchers up in Barrack Street, Jack Molloy and Son, and thank you so much for doing it. I just think pancakes, to me, traditionally, they're an exceptional treat. And I just, my traditional thing is loads of butter, maybe some chocolate, lemon, as you say, sugar. Just, it's, I don't know.
Oh, they're lovely. There's something very comforty and homey. And I think we all have that memory of being younger, coming home from school on Pancake Tuesday, knowing that the batter was going to be made and it's there. And it's just, yeah, it brings people together around the table again. And like, that's what food should be. It's about bringing people together around the table.
Oh, so looking forward to this.
I'm excited.
Aisling Larkin, where can you get all the recipes, all the details?
Aislinglarkin.ie on the website. They will all be up there. And Instagram is where you normally find me. So Aisling Larkin there as well.
And we will put up the videos on social media as well. And again, thank you very much to Jack Molloy and Son Craft Butchers for sponsoring this item. Aisling, thank you very much.
Thank you, Damien.
Happy Pancake Tuesday. I'll never call it Shrove Tuesday. I'm sorry. Happy Pancake Tuesday. Good luck.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
Brought to you by Jack Molloy and Son Craft Butchers, Barrack Street, Waterford.